Our Lady of La Salette, pray for us. Saints Januarius and Companions, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Well, children, I paused at the shrine just now of Our Lady of La Salette because today is actually her feast day, the 19th of September. And next to it, the little picture of today's saints, Saint Januarius, the Bishop of Benevento, and his companions. Today, children, is a day, a special day, to come to Mass. It's a day of very ancient observances and memories that take us way back to the Old Testament. It's a day of fast and of special prayer, an Ember Day. We have an ancient Mass that we sing today with its distinguishing characteristic of two lessons of the Mass from the Old Testament, interspersed by an extra prayer of the Mass. And today, too, probably most of all for us, is a day of comings and goings of the Blessed Mother. It's a day of miracles and of exorcisms and of visions and of prophecies. Today's Ember Day for the new season of the fall, and it's a beautiful fall day, isn't it? Is the Church's way of remembering what used to be New Year's Day. In the Old Testament, New Year's came in September, which I suppose would be a good time to have it, because after all, that's when we start the new school year, isn't it? New Year was in September, and the Jews had a special observance which they held for 8 days, as we do in the New Testament today. That's called the Octave. And as a matter of fact, the Jews who are left, who have some of the Old Testament religion sort of mixed up with some superstition and much falsehood, the Jews who are left, and they have some Jewish blood still in them, but they're mixed with other races and other peoples, they had on Sunday night what they call their Rosh Hashanah, which is Hebrew for, I think, their New Year's feast. And next week, at the end of their octave of New Year's, they'll have another Jewish day, which is their day of penance and prayer. They have one day a year, and they call that Yom Kippur. And they all go to their temples or synagogues to say prayers on that day. And the Ember Days that we have in between are the Church's way of remembering those ancient observances, which were ways of thanking Almighty God for his blessings to us, and praying for a good coming year. So we're praying, of course, for a good school year, aren't we? Where do we go to pray today? Well, we go to our Blessed Mother. Every Ember Wednesday in the year, and we have that four times, we go to the most ancient Church of Mary in Rome, called St. Mary Major, or Our Lady of the Snows. And today, as a matter of fact, Our Lady comes to us because it's the feast day of Our Lady of La Salette. I told you about that on Sunday when Our Lady appeared to two, you might say they were cow children. They were children who took care of cattle, not cowboys, but cow children, one girl and one boy. And she appeared to them on the mountainside at La Salette. Do you remember? So today is that feast day of Our Lady, and she was crying as she spoke to them. So it's a day of visions, because the children saw this wonderful vision, and a day of prophecies, because she gave a secret of things that would happen in the future, Our Lady did at La Salette, to the two cow children. And she said, now, you'll tell everybody, you'll tell my people, won't you? And you won't forget. Our Lady was very insistent on that. And then today is another day of kind of miracles, too. You see, children, we have the greatest miracle of all in the Mass just now, only people don't think about it that way, and many people don't believe in the miracle of the Mass anymore. So that's sort of sad. So our Lord in his goodness gives extraordinary miracles, like the miracle of the sun at Fatima, or the miracle seen by the children at La Salette, or the miracle of the blood of today's saint, Saint Januarius. That's an unusual story. So today in a country called Italy, in the big city called Naples, which is south of Rome, in the cathedral, there will be hundreds or thousands of people, and they'll all be lined up. What will they be waiting for? A miracle. You see, the blood of this bishop who died in the persecutions centuries and centuries ago was saved by somebody in sort of a test tube. It looks like it's glass. And because it was so long ago, the blood is all dried up and sort of brown looking. But when the test tube with his dried up blood is put next to the reliquary, we have the reliquaries on the altar today. Well, they have a reliquary there with the relics of his skull, right next to his reliquary of his head or his skull. Then a miracle occurs most of the time. And the blood, from being all dried up, becomes alive again, and it seems to bubble. It turns bright red, and it's a liquid again for a while. And everybody can look at it and see that's a miracle that God worked. And when the miracle's over, sometimes it happens 3 times a year, then everybody just goes back to their regular life. But if someone didn't believe and wanted to see a real-life miracle, he could go to Naples today in Italy and see a miracle. But sometimes even when people see miracles, children, it wouldn't do any good. They don't really believe because they don't want to change their lives and really love our Lord and our Lady and do penance and pray and things. Our Lady, our Lord says exactly what in the Gospel, exactly what Our Lady said at La Salette. You've got to do penance. You see, in the Gospel today, we have an interesting story of a boy. He's about your age, and he was always bothered by a devil. And this devil always tried to hurt him and make him hurt himself. And so the boy's father went to the apostles, the 12 apostles, and they said, the father said to the apostles, he said, could you please drive this devil away from my boy? And the apostles tried their very best. It's called having an exorcism, but they weren't successful. Didn't work. So then our Lord came, and our Lord is there, and the man, the father, says for his boy, he says, Lord, if you can do anything at all to help us, having mercy on us, please help us. And our Lord says to him, well, if you can believe, all things are possible. In other words, you'll get your miracle if you believe. And then he does that. He drives the devil far away from that boy, and he's perfectly healthy again and happy and everything. And then the apostles, when everybody goes away at the end of the story, they secretly say to our Lord, they say, oh, Lord, how come we couldn't do that? Why couldn't we work the miracle? And our Lord says, you can only drive the devil away by prayer and fasting. That's exactly what Our Lady said at La Salette, children. She said, we have to pray and we have to fast or do penance. That's why today you don't, remember, don't eat any meat at your lunch today. And today you're supposed to offer up some extra sacrifices or prayers because it's a special day of prayer and penance with Our Lady of La Salette, for us. Well, the apostles learned their lesson, and the church never wants us to forget this lesson. And that's why we have the Ember Days still today, and that's why we have the feast days, such as Our Lady of La Salette, whom we are observing. The devil is all around us, in a sense, you know. He's always trying to get us to fall and to commit a sin or to be bad or misbehave or things like that, isn't he? Well, one of the ways against it is to make the sign of the cross and to pray. When the children were on the mountainside with their cattle, the bells rang for the Angelus at noon, and they were hungry, and they stopped playing, and they remembered it was time for lunch. Well, Melanie, the girl, she was 17, she had a loaf of bread, and she gets it out of her knapsack. And the way they used to eat bread in the old days was this. She got her knife out. She had a pocket knife, and with it she made the sign of the cross over the loaf. She cut it in the form of a cross, and then she made a little hole in the middle of the cross with her knife, and she said, if the devil's in here, may he go out. If the good Lord is in here, may he stay. And that was their way of saying grace before meals. Well, Maximin had never, that was her friend, they just met the other day, he was 11, he had never seen that before, and he thought that was very funny. And so, as boys will do things sometimes kind of dumb, you know, without thinking about it, he grabbed the loaf of bread from Melanie and he kicked it down the mountainside. Well, that was going to be their lunch. What were they going to eat? Fortunately, Melanie, a provident young lady, had a little bit of extra bread. And the remarkable thing about the story, children, is that she wasn't angry at Maximin for stealing her lunch and kicking it down the mountainside. She even forgave him so much that she shared the bread that she had left with him because she knew he was hungry. And after they ate, she said to him, "Well, if you're still hungry, there's some wild berries over there," and she pointed where. "You can go there and eat some of the wild berries for dessert." And so he did, and he was quite happy. Imagine, children, if today, after Mass, somebody, one of your classmates, steals your lunch and kicks it down the mountainside. Well, not down the mountainside, but maybe down that little, sort of a little incline by the factory. You wouldn't be very inclined to share it with somebody, to share it with that same person what you have left, would you? No, you'd be pretty upset. But that's how humble and holy this girl was to whom Our Lady was going to appear, and her name is Melanie. That reminds me a little bit about a story of yesterday's saint, the flying saint, Joseph Cupertino. He was able to fly, and he was lifted up above the earth because he was always so holy and so humble. And he, too, was a great one for getting rid of the devil because he was so humble. One time, his superior gave him a letter, called a letter of obedience, and the letter said, "Dear Father, you are to go to such and such a place and drive out the devil." That's called having an exorcism. Well, he folded up the letter, put it in his pocket, and went right away to the place where he was to conduct the exorcism. When he got there, the poor man was possessed by the devil, and all he did was he got the letter out, and he showed it to the devil, and he said, "In the name of holy obedience, and not by my own power, you've got to go, devil." And the devil was so taken and surprised with the obedience and the humility of this poor Franciscan friar, St. Joseph Cupertino, that he just left. He didn't make any fuss at all. Children, devils can only be driven out by prayer and fasting, and one of the best ways of doing that, fasting, is to share what food you have with others, and one of the best ways of prayer is by being just as humble as you can be and obedient, just as Mary was and just as Jesus. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, the Holy Ghost. Amen.